Network.
Societies don't change. Whether it was the Roman Empire or Nazi Germany, the population is obsessed with sports and petty celebrities. And the United States is no different. MSNBC, the New York Times, they're all reporting that we are going into a depression, one of the greatest depressions in world history. And our decadent, slob-like public, and that's not everyone, but large percentages of the public, could care less. They're not involved in their communities. We've got 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy. The government's raising taxes on every level. The border with Mexico is collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. And the public doesn't care because the media has set the agenda. And they tell you to care about LeBron James and his decision. And he's playing into it and is going to announce his stupid decision. It doesn't matter what basketball team he goes to. This is a distraction by design. We have the governor of the state he's currently living in a bizarre We Are LeBron, We Are the World literal worship fest with hundreds of celebrities. This is sickening. Imagine the Ohio governor begging and pleading on television and serenading LeBron James with hundreds of other celebrities when Ohio is one of the states slated to go completely bankrupt. We're going into a depression. They're about to launch World War III with Iran openly. Fox News is reporting as if it's a good thing in New York State and Illinois that troops have helped arrest thousands of citizens and are doing gun sweeps in people's homes and searching people's cars. We're going in to martial law. Offshore banks have overthrown the U.S. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars, like we're some third world country they're looting. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So if you want to know why your children have no future, if you want to know why you're bankrupt, if you want to know why you're in debt, if you want to know why you have no future and have lost your job or are getting your pay cut, it's because your priorities are wrong. It's because you let that idiot box, the television, program you since the days that your mother and father set you in front of the TV for 12 hours a day in your crap-filled diapers. It's not too late to admit we're a sick, decadent, degenerate society crumbling. We are Rome. It's 4:10. We're about to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I know you won't know. You know about LeBron James. You don't know 4:10 is when Rome completely fell to Alaric, the Visigoth leader. You better learn history. This is dangerous. Don't say you weren't warned. The globalist engineers, the globalist social engineers look at you and how pathetic you are and how the whole world is waiting to see where LeBron James goes. The social controllers look at you and see how you're obsessed with LeBron James. And they decide, we got a bunch of schmucks. We've got a bunch of idiots. We got a bunch of morons right where we want them. Let's destroy their society. Let's loot it. Let's pass carbon taxes. Let's expand NAFTA and GATT. Let's announce an end to the dollar as the global reserve currency. You know what that means? We've already lost almost all our industry. We're already in a depression. When they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life, as you know it, is officially over. You're going to be a third world slave like they are in Mexico or Nigeria. And you know what? Those people down there at least know why they're slaves. You are so stupid and so focused on crap, you'll probably still be talking about Lindsay Lohan when you're living as a homeless person on the street. My friends, we've got to set our priorities and set them now. Liberty or tyranny? You've got to wake up and decide what is important to you, saving our republic, stopping the globalist takeover, or knowing all the mindless trivia about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan. There isn't much more time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people sitting there in these disgusting media spectacles worshiping somebody. Our role models, our icons, the people that our children look up to and model themselves after are not inventors and scientists and trailblazers anymore. That's why America's gone from the greatest to the most pathetic in every statistical analysis you look at. And it's only getting worse. We still got a lot of great people in this country. But with Pete Rose and LeBron James and Michael Vick being our heroes, we're a joke. We're clowns. They've taken our heroes and our role models away. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been warned.
And this whole LeBron James decision means absolutely nothing. This obsession with petty issues of little or no significance.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. It is Monday, July 12th, 2010. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to start simulcasting the radio broadcast coming up at the 33-minute mark today for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Okay. Every day we start the broadcast, and I make the point that there is a quickening. There is an acceleration in tyranny worldwide, in oppression, in the private offshore banking cartels, bankrupting nations by design, preparing to launch new wars. And we're going to be discussing it all today. But I just want to point out again at the start of the broadcast that what we discuss here is so real, so pertinent, so amazingly vital. Our world is being suffocated, is being enslaved, and we must speak out against it. We must all say no to the system. The good news is the awakening is turbocharged. People are concerned. They are beginning to basically engage in a crash course of research and discover how the world really works and who controls our planet and what this criminal power structure is up to. But this morning I saw a story up on Infowars.com that completely blew me away. Now, I knew this was coming. But to know something is coming, and then to actually see it unfold, is another thing entirely. And to see the lies and manipulation and how they're rolling this program out against the public, well, that's the rest of the story. What am I talking about? Fighting gangsters, L.A. police teach Marines tactics to take down Taliban, train Afghan police, Fox News. Here's another one, MSNBC. Cops show Marines how to take on the Taliban. Camp Pendleton Marines went to one of L.A.'s toughest neighborhoods, and they helped run checkpoints and pulled citizens over. Now, when you read these articles, these are written to sell you on a Marine Corps, regular Marine Corps presence on your streets. When you've been following this for 13 years, I've been on air 15, but I really became aware of this about 13 years ago. I became aware of a secret, strategic, long-term program going on since at least the late 1980s. With Marines, regular Marines, this is completely illegal, secretly raiding gun dealers' shops and homes in Virginia and other areas. I then discovered secret programs of regular Army training with emergency managers and county police for gun confiscation. I interviewed emergency managers, police chiefs, who discovered it when they were told this was happening. Al A. Philippus, the chief of police of San Antonio, military veteran himself, was approached by Delta Force for a secret martial law takeover plan. Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management, himself a highly decorated Army officer in Vietnam. They approached him under PDD 25 and said these drills were going to conduct in the county of taking over the city council, the county courthouse, and police facilities were for martial law takeover drills of the states. Of course, we have the congressional hearings from the 1980s, 1986, with Rex 84, a secret federal program to overthrow the states and take over local governments. This is on record that this has been going on, but they have exponentially expanded the training and the acclimation. In California, in Illinois, in Iowa, New York, Massachusetts, Florida, Arizona. We have sent cameramen to Maryland, Illinois. The list goes on and on. I have traveled to California. I have witnessed Marines training to take over our cities with role players playing the part of American gun owners being put into processing centers and being face scanned and thumbprinted and then being divided up into different areas of the camps. We have documented that the federal government is training now over 50,000 prominent preachers in at least a six-year-old program now called the Clergy Response Team to teach their flocks, their congregations, to accept martial law, forced inoculations, gun confiscations, and processing into camps. What are camps? Your local sports stadium in all the drills. They can turn it into a camp in 1 hour or less. This is all on record. This is not a conspiracy theory, and this is what I cover in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. 15 years of research, all condensed into 2 hours, 24 minutes. The latest information, whether it's the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, you see National Guard out, armed with 45s, as security. Somebody runs out on the field after the race, they run out and beat them up in front of everyone. I go to New York. It's in my film Endgame. Troops run across the street when I'm videotaping them, armed, and began screaming and cussing at me in America, telling me not to tape them. This has nothing, zero, big zero, zip, nada, nil, nothing to do with turbaned men in Afghanistan on the CIA payroll. Zero. And now it's not once a month I read about a gun confiscation drill in Arcadia, Iowa. It's not once a month I see a governor or the legislature of Illinois calling for National Guard to take part in gun confiscation door-to-door sweeps. It's not once a month I get footage of National Guard in the middle of nowhere in Oregon, in the middle of farmland, searching people's cars at checkpoints. It is now every single day. They are massively increasing this. And we have, 2 years ago, the Army Times reporting Brigade Homeland, 4,000 battle-hardened regular Army troops, the best troops they've got, in their own words, training to, quote, this is in the Army Times, pull triggers on Americans. They said, we don't like it, but we're training to pull triggers. That was a quote. Then after a month of me harping on it, the Army Times, but not before we saved it at Infowars.com, it's why we do that on Key Articles, they took the part about pulling triggers out. They excised it. They didn't retract it. They didn't put a blurb and say we were mistaken. They removed those key areas. You read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, concurrently passed the next 3 years. They say we're training the military to take on states, to take over governorships. Now they've set up the 10-member governor's council appointed by the president so they can claim, oh, look, we still represent the states. It's the governor's council. Not your governor, not all 50 governors, but 10 handpicked. And then you read these psyops all over the news today. Fox, MSNBC, NBC, AP, all going, oh, the Marines are out doing weapons sweeps. And yeah, they're stopping people at checkpoints, but it's only part of a drill. But remember 2 years ago. This isn't just the local news. I actually have the CHIP News Basin Area Office, 29 Palms Highway, Joshua Tree, California. Contact Officer Rob McLeod, 760-358-3707. For immediate release, December 10th, 2008, CHIP to conduct sobriety driver license checkpoint with regular U.S. Marines. And then it happened. Armed Marines went out all over the county pulling citizens over at checkpoints. These are not drills. These are training exercises for full military occupation of the United States by the treacherous, treasonous federal government, now suing Arizona, trying to block the state from simply trying to conduct law and order. Oh, you can have a Marine Corps checkpoint to warrantly search citizens, but you don't have a first contact under law and probable cause, when you pull an illegal over for speeding or drunk driving, and they don't have an ID and they're an illegal alien, you're not to take them to jail. You are to let them go. But if you're a citizen, the book gets thrown at you, and the media and the federal government run these giant hoaxes telling you they're going to round up anybody who's Hispanic in America, when that's complete balderdash. In these southwestern states, more than half the population is Hispanic, and more than half the cops are Hispanic. You think Hispanic Americans are going to arrest Hispanic Americans? No. No, they're going to arrest illegal aliens, ladies and gentlemen, when they pull them over for drunk driving. So we are witnessing high treason, and now they're doing gun sweeps, you name it. And I never even got to this Friday. We have the article up on PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson. 2,000 plus arrests aided by the National Guard. And that's in the local Fox News newscast in the part two of their report. We covered part one on Thursday, where they said, oh, yeah, they have scanners and x-ray scanners for your cars, and it shows people driving their cars through them. They show one scanner where they load it in a truck and roll it through. The other is where you drive through. And they said, oh, look, we're also looking for weapons. We've helped seize illegal weapons in New York. And then in the part two, I'm told a part three aired. We covered part one on Thursday that aired Wednesday. We got to some of what happened with part two on Friday that aired Thursday. I'm told a part three aired. I haven't seen it yet. There's so much intel coming in, I can't even watch it all. But in part two, they said, oh, we helped arrest 2,000 people. National Guard arresting people with the police. This is the federal government engaged in high treason. This is completely illegal. Oh, they whittled down Posse Comitatus, but they didn't get rid of it. And so they're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is really happening, and here's the worst part. They're openly trading with foreign troops. We'll cover that when we get back.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Think about it. The Pentagon has taken over hundreds of countries. They have financed the overthrow of more than 50 using dictators, rebel groups, bordering nations to go in and overthrow countries that they don't like or countries whose resources they want to steal and give to globalist corporations. And we have fit the bill as the American people for all of this. I remember in 2001 seeing mainstream news reports in Reuters and the Toronto Star where agreements were signed as part of the SPP to use Canadian and Mexican troops, quote, to fight American terrorists. We witnessed U.S. troops being used in Canada to, quote, help with security at the Olympic Games just a few months ago. And you see the same thing in England, the same thing in Europe, the same thing in the United States. Everywhere, we see the same slow incremental conditioning of the police being federalized and of foreign troops being used in the United States. Then we had NLE 09 last year with troops from 14 countries, quote, training to take on American terrorists and also, quote, helping with digital surveillance of the American people, wiretapping. These are giant war games against us. But now it's not just war games. It's real army, real National Guard, real bona fide regular Marines, not Marine reserves, out searching Americans armed. That came out in the California papers. We started reporting on it off the press release back in 2008, and then several local papers went out and confirmed armed Marines, in some cases by themselves, at checkpoints, searching citizens and arresting citizens. And then they had, of course, other PR releases in the Army Times, other publications, saying, well, the Army's going to be out helping with care flight. You've had a bad car wreck. What's wrong with the Army? You know, they're going to help fly you out to safety. Oh, we're going to have, you know, Army with jaws of life cutting you out of the vehicle. Oh, and now I've got reports, oh, the military is going to help do blood draws at DWI checkpoints. Now, you have to ask yourself, why has there been a 20-plus year secret program to have Marines raiding gun dealers' homes? In almost every case, that's what their main target is. This is in Road to Tyranny that I made 8.5 years ago. We show you the documents. I interview a Marine Corps officer. This is totally illegal. And why did the Marine Corps officer call me in 2000? It was a local TV report at the time. I put it in the film in 2002. Because he was driving up I-35 from San Antonio and came up to an Army checkpoint searching people's vehicles just south of Austin. And he got so upset. He'd been listening to my show, and he knew that he'd been part of secret programs that were completely illegal, and then here he was with the National Guard wanting to search his vehicle. And so the average person is just hearing, oh, the Marines are training for Afghanistan. You know, when I went to Urban Warrior with thousands of Marines and troops from at least six foreign nations, Czech Republic, Poland, Israel, England, Germany, the Netherlands, Australia, France, I don't know how many is that. That's more than six. And I witnessed them with the role players going, I'm an American. No, not the camp. And them saying, where did you get this helmet? Where did you get this gun? Well, I got it in San Francisco. Then I went home to my hotel room that night and turned on CNN. They'd been there. And they said, troops are training for Serbia and Macedonia. Total lie. I interviewed Colonel Love of the Marines, one of the commanders. He admitted it was for international and domestic. That's all in Police State 2000. They have a huge covert secret program on record to take your guns, and they're training with foreign troops. And then what, a month ago, I sent Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. They filed a 25-minute report at PrisonPlanet.tv. They filed a 25-minute special report. That story should be mega viral. Right now, they went up to Illinois and witnessed Polish troops and other Eastern Bloc troops with the Army, National Guard and regular Army, all over the surrounding area of Chicago. And then the day they left and had to catch their flight, they're at the drill. And they said, oh, there's an unscheduled drill you guys can come to. We're going to be at the local sports stadium doing a civil unrest drill. But the guys already had their tickets and had to get on the plane and leave. The point is, there was even more scheduled with foreign troops. And the guys didn't call me. I'd have told them, just ditch the $1,000 in tickets or so. and stay there. But, of course, they've been away from their families 5 days, but they got most of it. It's always worse than you can imagine. Foreign troops and regular Army and Marines are training to take your guns and put you in concentration camps. Do you understand this is real?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. We are live here on the radio, and we're simulcasting the balance of the broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time today, Peter Schiff will be joining us. He is, of course, an author, businessman, financial commentator, economic advisor to Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign and 2010 candidate for the United States Senate. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour today, and we're also going to be opening the phones up when he joins us. I specifically want to open the phones up for listeners to talk about the economy, to give me your take on the fact that they are now admitting that Marines are helping run checkpoints all over California, but the mainstream media is spinning it, saying it's for training overseas, when we have their actual press releases that it is for domestic operations. It is completely illegal. Also, there's a Senate bill to make airport body scanners mandatory federal law so that you couldn't refuse these. They now admit, it, depending on the scanner type, 20 to 50 times the cancer risk they had previously said, and they are recording your naked body. Also, it made big national news on the Drudge Report, and quite a few newspapers picked up and reported over the weekend on my little five-and-a-half-minute video about LeBron James and the fact that people are obsessed with issues of little or no significance. I have an article I want to read that Paul Watson wrote about that today, dealing with the brainwashing that's going on and how the mainstream media tries to set the agenda to be issues of little or no significance so that the public fills their mind with mindless fluff instead of actually being involved in real issues. Chicago has now passed their new law. It says if you take 5 hours of training and the government decides you can have a firearms permit, you can jump through all these hoops and pay a fee and basically take psychological testing as part of the 5 hours. And then if they decide you can have the privilege, then you can have a gun locked up in your house but can't even have it on your porch or take it outside your home. And now nationally, this is what the Supreme Court is saying our Second Amendment means, a highly restricted privilege. That's the same way they basically went from guns being completely legal in New York in the last 60 years to being completely illegal in New York City. Oh, there's still a route to get a concealed permit or a gun license in New York, but very few are able to get it. So we'll also be discussing that key issue. And we're also seeing a big push for the carbon tax once again. In fact, there's a Stan Cox article in the Washington Post today, in the heat wave, the case against air conditioning. And they go on to say that the 100-plus degree weather must be global warming when the East Coast routinely goes above 100 degrees. And then they continued to say that we need to ban air conditioners. And I see articles in the New York Times last week calling for a one-child policy here in the United States. In fact, the BBC is reporting global population study launched by Royal Society calling for a global population reduction to stop the carbon that humans exhale. And here's another one. UN World Population Day 2010, Beijing announces measures to stop unauthorized births, including forced abortion and accelerated infanticide. So we're going to be breaking that down as well today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 to discuss any of these issues. I also want to get into what's happening with the states. Look at this Fox News headline. Struggling states seek more aid from Washington. And it says governors hamstrung by the sluggish economy rebound in their states, sluggish rebound, are bound to balance their own budgets, are passing and pressing anew for Washington to step up more help. Some say it means adding to the nation's red ink. You got to love that. The states are where the tax money comes from. The feds take it, give most of it to the offshore banks that have bought off the federal government, and then send a little bit of money back with strings attached. And I see all these newscasts with locals from all over the country saying, we need the army on the streets of Schenectady, New York. You know, we need them to carry out police work. We need martial law in Schenectady. We need martial law in Illinois. We need martial law in Iowa. The feds have got all the free money. I mean, they're not having mayors suddenly all over the country. Every week I see another mayor calling for, quote, martial law. They're even using that term. I saw one of the city council members last year in Milwaukee call for martial law. They're just, that'll fix it. Let's just have troops. And all over the country, mayors say, there's now a daytime curfew. We're going to be searching cars citywide and asking why you're out at 12 noon. In Arkansas and Oklahoma, and and we need to inspect your home gardens to make sure you're not growing marijuana. You're guilty until proven innocent. We know what authoritarianism is. We know what it looks like. It's here. And the states are saying, oh, feds, please give us money. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens, especially in the southwestern states, are the main deciding factor bankrupting state budgets. The free health care, the free births of babies, the jail and prison populations in many cities in the Southwest are over half illegal alien. But God forbid we actually stem the tide of illegals pouring in, predominantly from Latin America, that's in its own depression. I mean, it's worse than a depression in Mexico. No, no, no. We need to have more red ink and raise taxes even more when that only further stalls the economy, which then again bankrupts the states to a greater extent. And then the feds themselves, globalized, they come in and take over the states, and their answer is Marines and Army and police at checkpoints. Here's the headline. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. I'm going to play a clip of this in the next hour. Here's another one. Fox News. This is out on Sunday. Yesterday, July 11th. Fighting gangsters. L.A. police teach Marines tactics to take down Taliban, train Afghan police. But I actually have the police press releases here. They admit in these press releases that they're actually arresting people. This is real. This is illegal. This is tyranny. This is so incredible. And I kept telling you this was coming. And they're just rolling it out now everywhere. But we can't have troops on the border. Oh, Marines can set up checkpoints and search citizens all over the country. But God forbid if you pull over a drunk driver and then they're an illegal alien, whether they be from Russia or Mexico or wherever else, you're not allowed to arrest them. You're not allowed to even ask for their ID. If they don't have an ID, you're supposed to let them go. This is a sick joke. Oh, yes, the government are a bunch of civil libertarians. They care so much about the illegal aliens' rights. Nobody's violating their rights. Here it is. Cops show Marines how to take on Taliban. But then you actually read what they're doing. This is a psyop. And, of course, here's our article from years ago. Marine presence confirmed. Again, there we are 2 years ago covering it. And now here it is in Fox News and NBC LA 2 years later. Or a year and a half later, I guess. December 2008, year and a half. And the crazy thing is, Steve Watson and Paul Watson wrote this article, New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. And somebody made a YouTube video about this. We haven't made one. And I just happened across it and saw the comments that were clearly psyops going, Alex is a liar. You know, the National Guard isn't out there doing gun confiscation. Why, they assisted in 2,000 drug arrests in this one area of New York State. And then you go watch part one and part two of the newscast. They admit they're doing gun arrest, gun sweeps. Mayors are calling for martial law in those cities like Schenectady. And they did help arrest 2,000 people. That's the headline. And they're going after guns as well as part of that. But people are in denial. You know, these same people would deny that the military was already being used in law enforcement activities a few years ago. Now that it's all admitted in mainstream news, they say, okay, that's fine, but Alex, you're a liar. What am I lying about? What have we been wrong about? We told you derivatives 11 years ago would cause the country to go bankrupt by design. Now it's all admitted. We told you they lied about WMDs in Iraq. Now it's admitted. We told you that the CIA was protecting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and growing the opium. Now it's admitted. I mean, what else do you have to see come true that we discuss? I know what I'm talking about. You can know what you're talking about. You can become just as informed as I am if you'll actually start researching history and how the Pentagon has taken over countless nations. What's the number one danger in history, whether it was Rome 2,000 years ago or Babylon 2,500 years ago? What was the greatest threat in Alexander the Great's time? His father was killed in a coup d'etat. He was only a Macedonian king, not one of the full kings, you know, from southern Greece. They had regional kings at the time. And his father, at a military inspection, one of the Greeks who supported another rival family, there when he was inspecting thousands of troops because they were in the middle of a war, threw a javelin through the heart of Alexander the Great's father. And there was a military coup. But then they fought that off, and Alexander got back into control and then realized that he had to go ahead and conquer all of Greece to secure his area because there were rival clans always trying to overthrow Macedonia. What's the number one threat in the third world? What are you always hearing about in Africa and poor areas of Asia and Latin America? Every couple of months you hear about a military coup. I mean, they're going on constantly. Because if you've got a group with the weapons, and you've got a group that's in control of the intelligence, and you've got a group that's got the funding, they're going to overthrow your government. But it's more sophisticated than that here. You've got this offshore corporate group that's engaged in all these takeovers. They use our military as their muscle. They've brainwashed the troops. They have gotten their Rhodes Scholars and their Council on Foreign Relations and their Woodrow Wilson School of International Affairs generals. Look at where McChrystal and look at where Petraeus and all of these people, I call him Petraeus so much now, that's his actual name in my mind. They all go to these special schools. They become a general, a one-star general. Then they disappear for 2 to 4 years into one of five global training schools that are above PhD level that openly call for world government. And then they come out and are put into a higher position of power. And they end up being on the Joint Chiefs of Staff or the heads of CENTCOM or NORTHCOM or SOUTHCOM or AFRICON, AFRICOR. All of this. This is how they govern. This is how they control. And so they know the American people. They know the only threat to this global corporate, illegitimate, criminal, treasonous, treacherous takeover of our country, that is the New World Order, is the American people taking their states back and getting control of the federal government that way. That's why they can't let Arizona fix the problem with the open borders and the crime wave. That's why they want the states bankrupt under federal control. That's why they want the states always with unfunded mandates to not be able to pay their bills, federally unfunded mandates. That's the goal. That's how they took down all these third world countries. We have the IMF World Bank plans from 2002, how they've done this to countless nations, and how they were planning it in Europe, the United States, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. And now it's happening. I mean, if I have their actual blueprints, if I have their actual battle plans, how am I not supposed to come up here and warn you? I'm not that smart. I've learned history. I've studied history, how governments operate, how elites operate, how they do it. And the number one threat is any corrupt elite coming in and buying off your government, buying off your military, promising them even more power if they help have a overthrow of the country. And if you look at England, if you look at Australia, if you look at Canada, look at the United States, it's all the same. You see the same articles. Oh, to help with security and to bolster security right now at the G20 in Toronto or in Illinois or in California, oh, we're going to have army out at checkpoints. And you see the same stories written the same way everywhere. And they're shake and bake articles. No matter how many times you buy the same pancake mix and it says take 2 eggs and this much milk and stir it up and then put it on the griddle. These articles are like box pancakes. It doesn't matter if it's Australia, England, Northern Ireland, the United States, Germany. It's the same report over and over and over and over again. Just the names are changed. The names of the towns are changed. This is a strategic, creeping death takeover of our society. Now, I want to go to Joe and John and Redneck and Vic and JG and others here in just a moment. And we're going to take calls to the bottom of the next hour, and then I'm going to cover Governor's voice grave concern over immigration, the latest on the immigration developments and the states' rights fight in Arizona. I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into LeBron Nation. Americans hypnotized as country collapses. Key new article by Paul Watson up on prisonplanet.com. Then I'm going to get into these newscasts from around the country where they openly roll out martial law by stealth. They're not going to announce martial law overnight. They're just going to incrementally do it. You understand that in the late 90s, I interviewed on air Thomas Sanchez, emergency manager, Al A. Phillip, chief of police San Antonio, countless people. And we would send cameramen, or I would go, and I would have Marines and Army walk up to me, and my cameramen would, with their guns, in Main Street, USA, and say, you turn your camera off. I've had the Army with Marines do it in Belton, Texas. I witnessed our camera guys in Brooksville, Florida. This happened to us. I have got the footage of it happening in Hebron, Maryland, in Swansboro. The list goes on and on. You haven't experienced the tyranny till you've been there. I mean, I tried to cover Brooksville, Florida, and announced I was going to cover an urban warfare takeover drill because people inside the Army had told me that this was a practice takeover drill of the airport, the local municipal airport, with the local police, a roundup drill. And I got there, and we interviewed people. This is in police stage of the takeover, and I'm walking around in neighborhoods in Brooksville, Florida, and women come out and go, yeah, are you Alex Jones? The Army came and knocked on my door and said, don't talk to you, that you are a dangerous kook. And then I'm sitting there trying to videotape through the municipal airport fence at night, totally legal, and they have a special forces guy jump out of the bushes and start trying to light fires, blaming me for it, and I've got to start stomping them out, and I've got to physically begin restraining the person from doing it. These people are jumping out with lighters. Troops in plain clothes jumping out with lighters, lighting fires. These are terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. They have been trained to engage in black ops against the American people. Because they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to loot this country. We're being militarily conquered. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in disguise.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in a moment, but I just want to make it clear. A lot of people say, I don't care if they have military checkpoints. I don't care if they search my car. I have nothing to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, I see reports every week where police pull somebody over with guns in their trunk, even in places like Texas, and they're not illegal. And the cops just go ahead and arrest you and take the guns. You never even get them back. Even when you sue them. Remember Katrina. Remember what happened there. The establishment hasn't had a 20-plus year secret program to merge the police and the military and to train them to work together against the people for nothing. The globalists took over this society a long time ago, and they said, why don't we just use the U.S. as an engine for global domination? And they said, well, why don't we just start robbing the people blind? Well, they'll get angry. They'll get upset. They could take the states back. We'll just get the states in debt, buy them off. We'll federalize local police by stealth, and then we'll stage terror attacks as a pretext to clamp down on the public. And the public will be told we're doing this for their safety. Okay, let's do it. Just as long as we don't get caught. Just as long as we're in control. We're in control. Let's do it. Hell, look how many countries we've overthrown using this army. We'll do it here in the U.S. That's the New World Order in a nutshell. And none of us are safe, my friends. None of us are safe. It is time to wake up to these realities. It's time to wake up to these facts now and understand just how serious this really is. I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that made today's broadcast possible. It's eFoodsDirect.com. They have wonderful non-GMO, non-hybrid food. And they have a bunch of different great food lines there, and it's all freshly made, the highest quality. And because they're the biggest outfit in the country, they also have the best prices. They're patriots, eFoodsDirect.com. And until July 14th, that's another 2 days, 2.5 days, you can get free shipping anywhere in the United States at eFoodsDirect.com. So check out their high-quality storable food today, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. And at the same time, don't forget that I have the online video bookstore shopping cart. We also have the ball caps, the T-shirts, a lot of specials right now. In fact, we just keep making the deals better and better because our main mission is to get these videos out to everyone. We've got specials where you can get the film New World Order for free when you order it with one of my other documentaries. We have a limited time special where you can get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free when you order it with other films. We have specials where you get two T-shirts. You get a free ball cap with Don't Tread on Me or InfoWars.com or Come and Take It. We also have these new 4-gig hard drives, little memory sticks. That are very affordably priced with InfoWars.com, printed on them. Those are all available at InfoWars.com. We have two different shopping carts to choose from, but the shopping carts have the same specials but two different ways to order. We have a Yahoo cart and then our own InfoWars store, all available at InfoWars.com. Or everything that's on the website you can also call and get. You can ask about different combos and specials and free deals we have. All orders get a free citizen rulebook and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com bumper stickers. That's all available at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I want to thank all of you for your support. It is your order of the books, videos, T-shirts, and materials that funds all of this and the important work we're doing. So when you also get the materials, you have a powerful tool to wake others up, but also to support our operations. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.